Good evening and welcome to the evening service. I hope you all had a nice lunch, a nice meal, and a nice nap. I did. I took one for 2 hours, and now I can't wake up from my nap, so I'm just walking around with my eyes open, but my body's asleep. But thank you for being here, and may the Lord bless you. Let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer, and then Sam will come and lead us in a song. I was listening to the choir sing. It's a blessing. If you come a little bit early and how they prepare, it's amazing how God's people, when they prepare and then they get up there, they sing a song for maybe not even 3 minutes, but all the time it takes to prepare. And they're doing it with a cheerful heart, and they're doing it unto the Lord. And you can see and you can feel that. And I hope that as they sing up there, the song that is sang to the Lord may touch your hearts and may touch the hearts of those that do not know Christ. Because that's the purpose for us to be witness unto the lost and even to encourage one another. And you might not know it, but every time you get up there and sing, you're preaching to God's people. Okay, God just uses different people and different methods, different ways. So thank you. And let's go ahead and pray, and then Sam will come. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask that you be with each and every one of us. Father, we pray for those that are not doing good. We pray for Pastor Cook and Michelle that should be back sometime tomorrow. May they have had a good time with their family members, their parents, and father, their son, and everything they did. May they come here rejoicing and rested, knowing that God's people here at Harvest Baptist are taking care of the flock, Lord. They're doing their job, and they're doing a great job, Father. Thank you for that. Be with Ray Little John as he's not feeling good. And there's others, Lord, that are under the weather. Those that are traveling, we remember Noni and Randall. They're down in Florida, Lord. And others, Lord. Joe out on the road. Glenn also working in Alaska. And others, Lord. Be with them. And be with us this evening. Prepare our hearts, our minds. So that we can be ready for your word, Lord. As we worship you, Lord, receive us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father. spirit clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Again, welcome to the evening service. What a blessing to know that we have missionaries that we are able to support. You see all these flags here, different countries. We'll probably never be there, at least I won't. But it's amazing how that not being there, the reason that you are not in this country is because God has not called you. God has called you to be here. And it's amazing how God takes people out of their comfort zone and uses them. When they put God first, sometimes God will call them to all these countries. And they go prepare, but they need support. They need our spiritual support. We need to pray for them. And then they need to eat. They have wants and needs. And by us giving our tithes and offering to them, it's like us going down there, sending them. It's good. It's always good for the missionaries that the churches are supporting to send a letter like Sam is reading, and we know what's going on out there, because a lot of times there's supposedly missionaries that go. We had in a church one time, I won't mention their names, but we would call them a couple, okay? And they went out touring America. In other words, they went and they wanted support, but they wanted to go visit the country. And it wasn't the Lord's will, but they were doing things that they weren't supposed to. And they weren't giving account. And I think it's always good to give an account. All these missionaries that we're supporting, they give us they write us a letter, what's going on. They tell us about their needs and what's going on, how their church is growing over there, how to pray for them. And when Sam gets up here and reads of what's going on, what a blessing that we have part in sending them out there. So how do we help them? By us giving to the Lord, and then the Lord will distribute to where he needs the money to go. Okay, so we praise the Lord for that. I hope that this morning, I just thank the Lord again that we have a children's Sunday school. I thank the Lord that we have a women's adult Sunday school. I thank the Lord that we have a men's adult Sunday school. And it's a blessing, not because I'm giving the lessons, but because of the material that I'm using. It's just a blessing, whether it's me, whether it's pastor or anybody else. It's a blessing to receive God's word. I hope that you received a blessing this morning. And I hope that you will receive a blessing this evening. I took over for a pastor as he's out. And it's good to know that our pastor goes with that confidence, knowing that God's people here will not turn their backs on him. And so that he goes and he did what he needed to do. He needs a break. I told my wife, because when I used to pastor a church, you do this Sunday morning, Sunday evening, you do it Wednesday, and then you're here almost all the time, your time will be spent in church because you're the pastor, and people will call you in the middle of the night, and here you go. When the pandemic started, then people stopped going to visit the hospitals. But my wife and I were at the hospitals in the middle of the night, and sometimes there were marital problems, so there we go, and up and down. I said, my goodness. I thank God that I'm just a helping pastor, and I'm not pastoring. I don't think I can do it, but the Lord gives us the ability to do it. And I praise the Lord. If you are in the choir and I can see you guys enjoying yourselves, it's because you're doing it to the Lord. When you're here listening to the Word of God, you're worshiping God. So we praise the Lord for what He's doing here. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles. I hope I have the right message now. Okay. The same message. You not will hear the same message. No. I titled the message of this evening, Freedom in Christ. Freedom in Christ. John 8:32 and 36. Let's go ahead and pray before we start. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask your blessing upon your people here at Harvest Baptist. Again, be with Pastor Cook and his wife as you took them safely, bringing them back safely. Be with our members that are traveling, those that are under the weather. Be with us that are here. Father, prepare our minds, our hearts, and our strength that we may give it to you so that we might receive of your word a blessing, and may we take it with us, and may we enjoy your word and take it, and may we be able to witness to others, Lord, through the coming week, Lord. Father, be with us this evening. Be with your servant, and we'll give you the honor and glory in Christ's name. We thank you. Amen. Freedom in Christ, and then John 8:32 and 36. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And 36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. When you owe your house, your car, you have a lot of payments, and isn't it good to make the last payment? It feels good. When you and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, remember, the wages of sin is what? Death. The lake of fire. And as I was saying this morning in Sunday school, aren't you glad that you and I quit before payday? Yeah. Yes. Aren't you glad that before we got the wages of sin is death? Okay, so we were about to get paid, and our check was okay. The big old doors open to the lake of fire. And you know what we told the devil? We quit before payday. And so now we have that freedom in Christ. Big difference. Okay? And so the plan of freedom in our lives has a purpose. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John, I hope I have it here. First John 5:12-13. 1 John 5:12-13. Are we there? Okay. It says, he that has the Son has life. In other words, he that has accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior has life. That's what it is. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The unbeliever are breathing, and they are the walking dead. They're walking without life, like that movie zombie that they're just walking around, but they're dead spiritually. So if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is the freedom that you and I have, that now we have eternal life. And in verse 13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe." And believe comes with a word of action. I am going this way with the world. And yes, I believe. The Bible says that the devil, if you believe, thou dost well. The devil also believes and trembles, but he won't accept that. So, I believe that if I die, I believe God, died for us. But if you don't receive him, unless you turn and go the other way, see, that a believing is a word of action. I believe, so I don't want to go to hell. So you know what? I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go the opposite way. And this is what it's saying here. "These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know." This is an assurance guarantee. Look what it says. "That ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." It's guaranteed that ye may know. You know what my sons, they would tell the neighborhood kids, "My dad can fix anything." And they would say, "But how you know it's going to work? If my dad said so, it's going to work. Guaranteed." Well, "These things have I written unto you that believe, that ye may know," that you may rest too sure that you have eternal life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. Okay? So we have that freedom. Things are moving all over the place. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going everywhere. So, okay, I found my place. There I am. In 2 Corinthians, and I think we all know this one, 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man, any woman be in Christ, they are a new creature, a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In my life, when I accepted Christ, when you accepted Christ, that freedom of knowing where I'm going. And it had nothing to do with you and me. It had everything to do with him that died on the cross for you and me. The only thing that you and I had a part in is that we caused Jesus to die for what we did. And he loved us so much that he died on the cross for us. So freedom will take us to a closer walk with Christ and a healthy walk with others. And nothing that has to do with our freedom and spiritual growth can be ignored. Otherwise, the enemy will take advantage of our lives. We need to guard that salvation. Yeah, we are saved. But if we don't walk in the way we should, the devil is going to make our lives miserable here. And again, you don't have no reason to answer the devil. He's not your boss, and I don't care what he thinks. Even he comes saying, "Look what you did. Does God love you after you did that?" And say, "He sure did. He died on the cross for me. I rebuke in the name of Jesus, and I praise you, Lord." Never answer the devil. Never open the door for him. Whether you're sick, whether you become rich, whether you become poor, you always answer like Job. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, to him be the glory. Satan does not like what he's hearing right now. But we as God people need to be, he saved us, we have that freedom, but now we are free not to do what we want to, but to do the will of God. Okay? As we go with others, okay, trials in our lives, and we've all been there, and temptations will come, and also discouragement will come. So we need to depend totally in God and be prepared. Let's look at James 4:7. James 4:7, there you are. I think I have it wrong. James. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Isn't that amazing? The power that we have in Christ. When Jesus sent his disciples to go and do his will, and they all came back, Lord, even the devils submit to us. Be careful. Be careful that you don't get all prideful. And he said, rejoice not that the devils submit unto you, but rather than that your names are written in the book of heaven. Okay? Because what you did in my name. And just like Satan knows who belongs to him, did you know that Satan knows who belongs to God? And he can get in our minds, but he can't get in our hearts. So he will try to distract us and discourage us and do everything. But you know what? You submit to God, and whatever trial you go through, you say, God, I thank you. I do not know why I'm going through this, but I praise you, Lord. And I know that if you permitted this trial in my life, that you are going to see me through whatever you have brought me through. And so it says, submit yourself, therefore, unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then the support of freedom, okay? To have victory in our spiritual lives, we need the support of one another. Here at church, I'm praying for you. You're praying for me. You know what? And sometimes, brother, how can I help you? It's amazing how a phone call does a lot of good. Ray Little John, I was talking to him, and I think Bonnie said that this morning, or they talked to him, but he's running out of breath. He's not doing too good, but knowing that there's somebody on the other line caring and praying for him. And we're not just speaking to the air. Brother, we love you. We're praying. Pat and I will pray when they tell us about somebody going through trials. We'll stop what we're doing and we pray. And we take it to the Lord Jesus Christ. And our words are not being thrown up to the air. The Lord is hearing your words and mine. And again, Lord, may your will be done and not mine. We need to be very careful that as Christians, we don't abuse of our Christian freedom. And so look at Galatians 1. Galatians. Oh, I wrote it down here. Galatians. Wow. I don't know if I wrote it right. six. Well, I don't know if it's six. I don't know why I wrote two. It says, bear ye one another's burdens. It's what? Six. Oh, good, good. Oh, yes, I write my notes, and when I finish, only God knows what I wrote. I write them, and I don't know what I wrote it. Okay, Galatians 6:2. It says, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ by praying for each other, by helping each other, by visiting each other, by calling one another, by encouraging one another. I like when you do something and when Sam does a good job, and remember he got that plague, Marlene got a plague, they don't feel like, well, look at me, no. But they appreciate what you and I are doing for them, because they are the laborers are worthy of their pay and of their praise. Why? Because they're doing God's work, and once in a while, it's good. Every time Pastor preaches on Sunday morning or evening on Wednesday, and I come up to him, say, thank you. I needed that. You did a great job. It feels good. Some of you come and tell me, thank you for that message. Oh, yeah, it was me. No. No. Oh, no. That's pride. But I thank you, because I know last week I was having a hard time with the morning message, and I kept going back and forth. And I would wake up in the morning, and the Lord would wake me up and say, what you're doing is fine, but you need to say this and not say that. And so, Lord, is it you speaking to me, or is it the enemy trying to distract me? And so I prayed, prepared, and that's what came out. The word of God prepared. When the choir prepares and they sing, you can say, can you imagine if the choir would just come up there and, well, we're going to sing, and Sam just, and one going that way, the other one going that way, and Sam going up and down, and we'd be like the Church of Corinthians, that one were praying, one were singing, one were clapping their hands, and Paul said, if somebody comes from the outside, and you're talking in tongues, and you're singing, and the other one is preaching, will they not say, these people are crazy? What's going on? But if you are going to speak in tongues, which were languages back then, and why? Because the Bible wasn't written, and I would get up here, and all of a sudden, I didn't know any English, but all of a sudden I get up here and I'm preaching to you in the English language. And then Tony looks at me and says, isn't that Enoch? He doesn't know a word of English, and he's preaching to us in our own language. How can that be? And God would use people like that. And then he would say, but if they do it decently in order, that person that comes will say, surely God is in that church with them, and they will praise God. So we need to do everything decently and in order for the honor of God, and encourage one another. Do you see Robert all the time up here? No. He's doing a good job back there. The reason that you're able to hear me is because there's people back there. I can rest assured, and thank God that you never know. I sometimes don't even lock my car. You know why? Because there's people out there taking care of our cars. And if they don't take good care of our cars, we'll go, you, it's your fault. No. Say, thank you. Always thank them. Praise each other, not to be boasting, but it's good to encourage each other. Brother, I missed you. Isn't that amazing? When we are here, I see all the faces that are always here. And the day that they're not here, I was talking to Kevin, and he sits right there, and he wasn't there. Brother, are you all right? Yeah, I went out, whatever. But isn't that amazing how when we're singing, our eyes focus on the piano player? No, we're singing, and we don't even notice that the piano player is right there. But as soon as she hits a key the wrong way, bang. No. So when she does a good job, thank you, Marlene. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, brother. When you guys sing, when you guys play an instrument, Sam, you direct the music. When we work together, you came this morning and the church was nice and comfortable. Somebody came and turned on the ACs. The church is clean. Somebody, you don't see them, but they're cleaning. So, God, let's encourage one another, okay? And do it with a humble spirit. Did you see my, you and I, we clean the church, and those guys don't even do nothing? No, is that encouraging to the rest? No. Boasting, but no, let's do it with a cheerful heart. I like watching Kitty when they're up in the car. I like watching all of you, but Kitty really gets into it. I enjoy that. And I enjoy Sam directing. He's always got a smile. And then Pastor Cookie, when he's singing, he has his sign, Amen! But he's doing it with a cheerful heart. We should be cheerful people coming to church and enjoying the Word of God, enjoying one another, praising the Lord. So we need to encourage one another. It says, bear ye one another as burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ by praying, helping, visiting, calling one another. The plan of freedom in our lives requires action. Let's go to James. I hope I have it right. James 2:17. It says, even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead being alone. We need to do something about it. By helping, by encouraging. Brother, I see that you're out of gas, and go in peace, brother. I see that you're hungry. May the Lord help you. And we having what they need and we don't help them, what good does it do us? So we need, and you know what, I thank God one time. When we first came here, and I was having problem with one of my cars. You know what Ray Little John said? He gives me the keys. Here, take my car. Oh, no, brother, I can't take advantage of you, but I thank you because you were willing to lend me your car. I said, it's just got a few problems. I have another car, but thank you, brother, for being there. And I would have taken it if I needed it, but I will not take advantage of you. And I know that you guys won't take advantage of me either. And so we need to help one another. So it says there, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. This is our little message that I had this morning, and I hope we get encouraged, and I hope that we go out of here enjoying life. And the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to pray, finish, and then Sam's going to sing a song, and then we'll be done. I finished a little bit early today. And I thank God again because I told my wife, I don't think I'm going to make it this afternoon. It got bad this morning. I said, I need my brothers to pray again for me because I came in the morning and I was driving and crying like a baby. My nose was running and my eyes was watering. I said, oh, no, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And when I got to Sunday school, I was able to control myself. And when I got up there, I was able to even to read the Bible out of it without having to write. It was a lot if I would have written everything. And usually this is my writing that I write. And when I finish, only God and God knows what I wrote. But I thank the Lord. And then when I was coming, I said, John took us out for lunch. Thank you, John and Bridget. And we had a good meal, a good talk. And then I went home, and I couldn't wait to get home. I was feeling miserable by that time. And so I went. As soon as I got home, I took a two-hour nap. And Pat said, how are you feeling? I said, not too good. And I said, I need my prayer warriors, and I know that you were praying for me. Some of you said, we were praying for you, and I know you were. How do I know? Because I was able to finish God's work here, and it wasn't a coincidence. I'll probably go home, and I'll start running my nose again, but I thank you for praying for me. And I just thank the Lord. And so this was my humble message to you. Hopefully it's encouraging to you, and may we put it to work in our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as you have brought us here, you have given us your word, the freedom we have in Christ, Lord, knowing that we're going home with you one day, knowing that we have the freedom to serve you, Lord, with a cheerful heart, Lord, whether we sit down and listen to your word, whether we sing in the choir, whether we give a Sunday school, whether we are in the nursery or any place outside or inside, Father, may we always do it with a cheerful heart. And may that smile encourage each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for my family here at Harvest Baptist. May you take care of them this coming week. Be with Ray Little John, and Father, be with our pastor as he will be, I guess, flying in tomorrow sometime, and prepare us for the week to come. Father, thank you. It has been good being in your house, and we thank you, Father. In Christ's name, we thank you. Amen. Sam, you going to sing or?